actual cup size is the A, B, C, D.
So
like a smaller girl could be a 32 inches around, but still have huge hoots. So she could be like a 32 double D.
Tough.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Bets and Quotes. I am Power Trip Bets.
And I am Power Trip Quotes.
All right. And we'll get started right away with the Lou Cove score update. Lou, your Twins are trailing 3-2 to the New York Mets in the bottom of the seventh, but I feel a rally coming on for Lou here.
Yeah. We need to ring the dong gong again here and get it done against the Mets.
Definitely. You got to make some hay. All right, and I should mention, too, that this evening's show is brought to you by future sponsor Boulevard Brewing Company. Boulevard Brewing Company is located in Kansas City, Missouri, so I trust that all of you will be drinking some Boulevard when you're down here for the Vikings-Chiefs game in November.
Can't come soon enough. I honestly can't wait.
I'm stoked. I'm actually going to go to Chiefs preseason game just to like do – it's almost like a scouting mission. So
yeah.
Go out there and assess where everything's at. And, yeah, so I'm
have
stoked.
Have you figured out where we're playing Pygao yet?
Oh, dude. I've been hitting all the casinos lately just trying to see what they've got for the latest, layouts and – everything there, there's basically four good ones and two bad ones, and it's just subtle differences between the good ones. So yeah, definitely been doing some scouting missions. You can count on that. So, all right. Well, on tonight's show, we are going to cover the bets. We're going to do the quotes, and then we're going to be joined by a special guest, Haley. You know her from usually Thursday mornings on the Power Trip, and she will be joining us to talk about the Babe bracket and just talking about herself a little bit. So stay tuned for that. And then we are going to have the debut of Power Trip Out of Context. So you'll want to stick around for that and hear these guys being filthy, even when they're not trying to be filthy. So definitely stick around for that. But the State Fair is right around the corner. Dave, you know, they like to sell State Fair t-shirts, and I think last year we came up with some ideas of our own. Some were okay, some were absolutely hideous, mostly mine. So, do you have any State Fair t-shirt ideas for this week?
So, I do have a couple. I kind of keep a tab in my notes in my phone, kind of my Tommy's notes on State Fair t-shirts, because I'm obsessed. I think I have 10 or 11 Power Trip State Fair t-shirts. So,
dude, I got the best name for it too. Quotes Notes.
Oh, Quotes Notes.
Boom.
Let's go. All right. Well, the first one I have, and it's maybe not my favorite of my list, but I just have a simply Tommy, and then an equal sign, and then the goat emoji.
Oh, nice.
Tommy's a millennial. He says that everything is the goat of everything.
He does.
You know, White Claws are the goat of drinks. I just think Tommy is the goat himself. He's the goat of Power Trip guests. So I got Tommy as the goat.
I like that. All right. Well, my idea for this week is also talking about our favorite guy, Tommy Olsen, because I think he's overdue for a shirt. I really hope he gets one this year. But mine's a little more niche, because you have to be a Schitt's Creek fan to really appreciate it. And I know a good number of Power Trip Nation is on the Schitt's Creek bandwagon. But even if you're not, I think it's somewhat cute. But one of the big things about Schitt's Creek is David, who everybody loves, his sister loves to just, you know, say his name and just kind of be generally grossed out by him. And given some of the things that we've heard from Tommy this year, various hygiene habits, my t-shirt idea is simply a shirt that says, "Ew, Tommy."
I like it. I mean, I don't get the bit because I don't want Schitt's Creek yet. But anything that's Tommy related, and I'm sure once I actually watch the show, it'll make a lot more sense.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think Schitt's Creek fans would definitely appreciate that shirt. So, all right. Well, that's round one. So it sounds like we're on the same page in terms of Tommy needing a shirt.
Yeah, I think over 50% of my State Fair t-shirt ideas are just things that relate to Tommy. So
that sounds about right. All right. Well, speaking of Tommy, let's do a bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. So, a couple weeks ago, Tommy bet Meat Sauce that the Gophers would win the national championship in the next 10 years. And I considered it the most epic bet in the history of Power Trip Bets. And then Tommy went out and upped himself and bet $1,000 to Corey's $5,000 that the Gophers would win the national championship in the next 10 years. So to summarize it for you, if the Gophers do not win the national championship in the next 10 years, Tommy's out $1,500. If they win the national championship in the next 10 years, Tommy wins $7,000. Holy F.
You know what? The thing that I was thinking about in this whole deal, if Corey and whoever's betting against Tommy in this, if all they have to do is just put like $5 in to hedge in Vegas on this, and they'll like wash out or make money. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. Because
I think the Gophers are at 2,000 to 1 next year to win the national title. And I wouldn't assume that they would be better than even 500 to 1 in the next 10 years, unless something crazy happens.
Yeah, definitely. Cause, you know, you're not really going to find a sports book that will offer like the 10-year bet exactly the way Tommy has it. So you can't do a perfect hedge on it, but yeah, you could definitely do a partial hedge on it, but
Just put $5 on it every year.
Oh my gosh. Like, I was listening to that and I was somewhat cringing inside. I was like, holy cow, he's doing it again. But, you know, hey, he actually, I mean, shout out to Meat Sauce. Tommy milked Corey for better odds than he got from Meat Sauce. So Meat Sauce got the better of Corey, at least with the odds on that bet. So, and then they turned around and Tommy bet Meat Sauce $500 that the Gophers would host College Game Day on campus within the next 5 years. And this one's a little bit more in reality, because I actually saw him getting a lot of support for this on Twitter. But I remember the good old days when people used to bet like $20 on a game. It's like Tommy has really upped the ante on these bets.
Yeah, I don't know where he's getting this money. I don't know what kind of medical equipment he's selling, but he's really raising the ante.
Maybe he's selling those hoses that they've been injecting into Corey's wang.
Oh yeah, little blood wiener tubes.
Oh, I cringe every time they bring that up. But no small wagers, and that puts the total handle for all the Power Trip bets this year like just a hair under $20,000.
That's insane.
It's been the craziest year, and we've still got football season to go, which football season is usually, you know, where most of the bets are made. So the other bet that we will have made this week, which will probably be somewhat in the range of $400 to $800, depending upon how it goes, is the open bet, and I'm calling it the open bet in honor of my good friend Ande, who will definitely chime in if I don't call it the open. I always call it the open, Andy. I just sometimes dumb it down for the Americans that have to call it the British Open. So, so anyway, for the open this week, Dave, do you have any contenders?
My favorite is a guy who has taken top five in four out of the last Open Championships and is from that side of the sea. It's Rory McIlroy at 8-1. I don't know that 8-1, he's been fluctuating between 8-1 and 12-1. It's kind of a chalky pick, but I don't know how you go against. I mean, he won it in 2014, took fifth in 2016, fourth in 2017, and then took second in 2018. I don't know. He's my favorite this week.
Yeah, most of the books have him at 8-1, and it's hard to go against him because, you know, you're basically guaranteed to have him in the mix at least right at the end, whether or not he actually wins it. He's going to be right there. He gets picked every major, usually does okay, but hasn't closed the deal yet. But I just have this feeling about John Rahm this week, and I just feel like this is when John Rahm is finally going to get it done. I think his odds are 16-1, so that's pretty decent value. You know, he's probably somewhere in the top 10, so that's probably maybe about right. But I don't know, 16-1, I'd put a little money on John Rahm.
So I'm going to do a, if you're willing, I'd like to make a Kaniac bet against you. I'll bet you a Kaniac that Corey Cove, no matter what pick he has, will take John Rahm. He's taken John Rahm in almost every single golf major in like the last 3 years, and he really likes him, which probably means he's going to miss the cut. But if you are willing, I will take one Kaniac that Corey selects John Rahm when they select their guys tomorrow.
All right, I will definitely take that bet because it's definitely gambling, because who knows what pick Corey's going to end up with, right? And somebody could already have taken Rahm, or maybe he gets the number one pick and decides, I better go with the chalk and McIlroy. So this is definitely gambling. This is like a Daveen Lambert spin the roulette wheel kind of bet. So
yes,
I'm in. So yeah, I'll take all a right. Kaniac that no John Rahm for Corey Cove.
All right, book it, Power Trip Bets and Quotes podcast quotes.
Yeah, we need a Power Trip. We need a Bets and Quotes Bets Twitter account.
And then they do a podcast about our podcast.
Right.
Like they're very meta.
Like there's not like 6 million Twitter accounts out there already. So. All right. Well, that will do it for the bets. It's time for quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power Trip Quotes. Power Trip Quotes.
Power Trip Quotes.
Power Trip Quotes.
Power Trip Quotes.
All right, folks, it's time for the quotes of the week. And we will start at number three with the Puma man himself, Corey Cove.
So Hawk's crank really is like an American Olympic gymnast. Very short, very tiny.
Right.
But kind of cute.
And a little bit female.
Yeah, I had to leave that last part in.
Yeah, he took a big backswing on that quote, you know.
Oh yeah,
that one caught my ears right away. I was ready to put pen to paper there. That was pretty good by Corey.
Definitely.
All right. Well, we'll move to number two. He was the very, very controversial winner of the second or third initials major of the year. It's none other than AJ Mansour.
Yeah, if Mark Parrish wins, everyone gets $75 off their purchase of a single gay. Say, whoa.
Oh, yeah!
Please win!
Please win!
That was kind of a where were you moment quote.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, the guys had a lot of fun with that. Well, and then Parrish in the first round gets 7 out of the first 10. And it's like, oh, man.
Can't hold on, no.
Oh, that was classic, though. That was very funny, unintentional, AJ. Sorry, I even replied to him because he did the face palm emoji to my when I quoted that out, And I said, sorry, AJ, I couldn't leave that one out.
Have to do that.
All right. Well, we'll move to the number one quote of the week, and it's the quote king himself, Christopher Allen Hockey.
Because you bought something that doesn't fit your lifestyle. This fits Chris's lifestyle.
You buy so a much. Lot of things that don't fit your lifestyle.
Are you going to have Muppet like in a front ring. Pack on that thing?
Brilliant!
I didn't even hear it, but I'm sure it was funny.
Yeah, so you had to have the volume up pretty loud to hear that, but Chris slid in there, yeah, like a wedding ring, to things that don't fit Corey's lifestyle. Yeah, and sauce just erupted. That made it even better. That was classic, instant classic there.
Oh, yeah. That was, because, yeah, I didn't hear it either. I was just like, Corey, it was like, because it was said very quickly and... yeah, I was very happy to listen back to that and hear the wedding ring.
Yeah, and thanks to Sauce. Shout out to Sauce on that one, because if he wouldn't have spoke up and caught that and heard it and, you know, kind of made a big scene about it right after he said it, we would have all missed it. So good little assist there by Meat Sauce.
Indeed.
All right. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. And for Your Thoughts this week, we're going to talk to Haley and discuss the Bay Bracket, some things about her, and then play the very first Power Trip Out of Context. We are excited to welcome Haley to the podcast. You know her from the Power Trip AMAs and from... generally being the female point of view on the Power Trip every now and then. So, Haley, welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here or be Skyping with you.
Absolutely. Well, let's start off with the first question that I have for you is, are you currently in the hospital?
I am not currently in the hospital. Shocking. All right. So pretty exciting, but I did have to think about that when you guys asked me. I was like, well, shit, what if I'm in the hospital? I'm going to have to tell my nurse, don't come in here while I'm talking on the phone. So
that might have even been more
something that crossed my mind.
That might have even been made for a more interesting interview if you were currently in the hospital, you know, sucking down some Jello through a straw or something like that.
Well, I would have most likely been on pain meds, so I would have been very uninhibited. So it's probably for the best that I'm not.
Yeah.
Right. So for a couple of the listeners and people who follow you on Twitter, why are you always in the hospital? What's going on with your health?
So I have Crohn's disease. I've had that for the last 14 years. And I've had, in the last 6 years, I've had 16 surgeries. And I have a lot of complications because of that. The medicine that I'm on to keep the Crohn's under control is an immunosuppressant. So I get a lot of infections and things like that I have to be in the hospital for and be on IV antibiotics. So my health is basically a disaster. So it's anytime I'm not in the hospital is pretty shocking. But yeah, it's probably been worse the last year. So I think I've had 4 surgeries the last year. But so yeah, that's the short story.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up, Dave?
I don't know. That's terrible.
No kidding, Dave.
Well, I just, you know, at some point I was like, well, who the hell is this girl? Why is she always in, like, why is she always in the hospital? Like,
yeah,
you know,
I
feel like I'm probably not the only person who's, you know, generally interested in yourself.
Yeah, we are definitely glad that you're not in the hospital tonight, but that's a show idea. Because if you're in the hospital on some serious pain meds, I think that would make for an awesome podcast.
Well, I will let you guys know the next time I'm in the hospital. You can give me a call.
Beautiful.
It's funny because I don't really sleep well when I'm in the hospital. And so I'm always listening to the show live. Normally I podcast, but I'm up at 5:30 listening. And I always text one of them and I'm like, I'm laughing so hard right now. And I don't know if the show is really funny or it's just because I'm so high. Like, I have no idea. You guys are either on a roll today or I'm just on too much medicine.
Well, one of the things I wanted to do with you is I want to form an alliance with you because I think you and I can be mutually beneficial to each other. regarding one Mike Zimmer. So
go on.
Go on. So Mike Zimmer appears to be your soulmate from all I can gather. And I, of course, am going to be the future game theory coach for the Minnesota Vikings working under Mike Zimmer. So I think we have a strong alliance there. I think whichever one gets the first in, we kind of need to bring the other one along, right?
Absolutely. I'm shaking hands with you right now.
Beautiful.
So if for some reason I run into Mike Zimmer, I'm kind of pissed. PA knows about my crush. Hawk knows about my crush. And neither of them have introduced me to him. I'm like, come on. You guys just can't bring me along one day for practice. And just, I mean, I'll try and be cool. I can't guarantee that I won't tell him that I'm in love with him. I met his son. He lived in the same building as my parents. And one of the neighbors was like, you should go introduce yourself. And I was like, what do I say to him? Your dad's the background on my phone. Like, how do I start that conversation?
I'm in love with your dad. Go on.
I want to be your stepmom.
Indeed.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, getting back to the power trip. So I guess I don't even know this. How did you get connected to the guys and get on the show and, you know, kind of be besties with them?
Well, a little over 2 years ago, Hawk had been following me on Twitter, and I made meatloaf muffins, and he tweeted me and was like, I want those right now. And I said, well, if you want them, I'll make them, and I want to come into the show. And I'd never been in before. I'd been a listener for like 3 years at that point. Obviously was obsessed. All of my humor comes from them. And so they invited me in, and I was there for like an hour and a half, and it was so much fun. I had the best time. And then a few months later, I was out in California at the same time Hawk was. He was doing a show in Huntington Beach, and he invited me to come to a show. And then after I went to a show, he invited me to come back into the morning show when we were both back in Minnesota. And then he said that he asked if I wanted to just keep coming in on Thursdays because AJ had the day off, and he's like, you can be my intern. And I was how old am I now? I was 29, and I'm like, I'm a 29-year-old intern. I've never had an interest in radio. And so yeah, that was about 2 years ago, and now they just can't get rid of me. I just keep showing up. So
well, that's perfect. A lot of us are glad that you are there. And fun fact, Haley is the first person I ever saw when I went in studio for the first time. So the door opened and the smiling face brought me back to the studio, and I walked in to Corey and Hawk making a bet on the Vikings-Eagles game. So it's like one of those things that just
seem
kind of perfect, right? So yeah.
Well, I love it because I think the background on your Twitter is still the same picture, but I took that picture. So
yes, that's right.
I feel very important because, you know, I give myself the photo cred, obviously.
Absolutely. You're a big part of my legacy.
Good. I'm so glad. That makes me feel very special.
All right. Well, I got a fun one for you, Haley. We're going to do a little game called Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Okay.
Your contestants are Christopher Allen Hockey.
Yes.
Mike Zimmer and Larry David.
Oh, I got
this.
Got to
marry one, kill one, fuck one.
I know this one easy.
Oh, my God. This is actually really difficult. Okay.
I know, because she feels bad about Hawk.
I totally. Okay, so I love you, Christopher Allen Hockey, but I would totally kill you. That's the easiest one.
Wow, you're supposed to save that one for last and say, with all due respect.
Oh, there's no respect. I'm sorry. Okay, and then I would marry Mike Zimmer. Because the perks of being married to the Vikings coach would just be unbelievable. And then I would fuck Larry David because he's Larry David. And I would hope that he would say it was pretty, pretty good after we fucked.
And Power Trip Bets cashes yet another ticket. Boom.
There you go. Congratulations. And there was no collusion on that either.
Absolutely. I think with all due respect, that would probably be my order as well.
I know, I feel so bad, but I mean, I would marry, Larry David I would, and Mike Zimmer. Those are my soulmates.
Yes.
Yeah. I would probably marry Hawk just because he's like, I mean, he'll buy me anything I want.
That's true. It would be great to marry Hawk because he's always so busy. You'd never have to spend any time together.
Right.
So if you did spend time together, you would just do fun shit. So
right.
This is true. All right. Well, we're going to have you make some more selections beyond just Sleep, Marry, and Kill. Because last week on our podcast, we introduced the babe bracket. And even though one asshole on Twitter accused us of being sexist towards women, they didn't realize it was actually the men that we were doing the babe bracket for. So it's basically the men of the power trip. So we took basically the 16 guys most associated with the power trip. Dave and I selected, we did a draft, and we selected the top eight, and then we randomly paired them against the other eight that were not selected. And we put polls up on Twitter. The poll started yesterday. You can vote through Friday. But that's one of the reasons we want to have Haley in tonight, is to give a female expert analysis on these breakdowns. So we will start. Round number one featured Ben Lieber versus Lawyer Lambert. Your thoughts?
Oh my gosh. That's not, I mean, come on.
Are you pleading the fifth Lieber, right away?
Okay, so Ben Lieber is the most handsome man you've ever seen in your entire life.
Agreed.
It's not even fair. Like, he's even better looking in person.
He really
and
is.
And he's so nice. He's so nice, too. He's great on the radio, super smart, and he was a former Viking. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. But then Lawyer Lambert is amazing. He is one of the nicest men I've ever met in my entire life. He's so sweet. And how could you not love Sasa's dad?
And he didn't kill David, so.
Yeah. I have to go with Ben Lieber. It's just not even fair.
All right.
I'd pick over Ben Lieber over any celebrity, so.
Okay. Ooh. Well, he was the number one overall pick, so not a big surprise there, but I have a feeling Lawyer Lambert's going to get some love from some of the voters, at least. So
For sure. Definitely from Rosie.
Well, round two is definitely potentially another difficult decision. This is Tommy Olsen versus John Kreisel.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Kreisel is hilarious, and he's a hero. He's a veteran, so love that about him. And Tommy Olsen is—I say Tommy Olsen's like a puppy. Like everything excites him, and he's just—it's so. I love him being on the radio because he's just so surprised by just the smallest things. It's amazing. and actually, I was most nervous to meet Tommy Olsen because I'm a huge Gopher football rube, and
right. So
I like love the Jerry Kill era. I'm obsessed with Mitch Leidner. I love Tommy Olsen. God, this is really tough. I would go Tommy Olsen.
All right, so Tommy gets Haley's vote of approval. So round number three is Jason Zucker, current member of the Minnesota Wild for at least today, versus John Bonus.
Oh my gosh. Jason Zucker is very handsome and he's great at hockey, so that's fantastic. John Bonus is an incredible dancer and has the best laugh on the planet.
No doubt.
And when I met John Bonus and his wife Chrissy, I was wasted because I met him after a Twins game. And I didn't really know. I obviously didn't know them. I had just started coming to the show. They had no idea who I was. And I was like, you two are goals. I love how much you guys do together. I love your relationship. They probably thought I was a total psycho. But that being said, I would pick John Bonus because I think he is a great husband. Not that Jason seems like he's a bad husband, but I just love John and Chrissy's relationship. So I pick John Bonus.
Awesome. Good call there. All right. Next up, we've got the Hawkman himself, Christopher Allen Hockey, versus promotions director Ryan Donaldson.
Ooh, this is a tough one. let's see. Ryan is amazing. He's hilarious. And I love when he's on the show because we're about the same age. So a lot of his references I relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And Hawk, well, I mean, Hawk invited me in for the first time and let me keep coming back. And he has been an amazing friend to me and is a really wonderful man. I got to go hockey.
All right.
His new hair is sweet. Have you guys seen that?
It is sweet.
It's pretty sweet. And he must have gotten a new stylist or something because he changed the way he dresses and he always looks so put together. He looks amazing. So, yeah, I'll go with Hawk.
Well, he's all ready for Twin Cities Summer Jam. Tickets available at tcsummerjam.com. Got to get that plug in. All right.
Yeah, he'll appreciate that.
Well, next up, we've got none other than Mark Parrish versus the mysterious Mr. Z.
Ooh. Pear Bear is, I think he's so cute and he's so sweet and just he's so nice. I keep saying the same thing for everybody. He's the nicest guy. What an idiot. No, I love Pear Bear. Pear Bear is actually the reason why I like hockey now, because when he started coming in and explaining hockey, it made it so much more interesting. Mm-hmm. So I love him for that. Mr. Z is, I mean, I always trust his insight on movies. I feel like he's always very fair, which would make him a good mate. but I've got to go Pear Bear. He's so cute.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, Mr. Z, I don't know what he looks like. So
well, it's part of the mystery. You know, some people, they like a little bit of that mystery, and Mr. Z also has a pool. That was kind of one of the selling points on Mr. Z. Oh. But...
Well, I do love a pool day, so I mean, dang.
Maybe you can cheat on Pear Bear with Mr. Z for Mr. for Z. A pool day.
Yeah, close circuit to Mr. Z. Can I come use your pool?
And the next matchup is interesting because like I said, these were done randomly, so there was no forethought into how I was matching these up. And this just so happens to be another rivalry in another arena, that being initials, Sauce versus AJ.
Ooh. Oh my goodness. Well, I think AJ is maybe the nicest person on the planet, probably like the best soul there ever was. And Sauce is, I have a gigantic crush on Sauce, so I got to go Sauce. I think he's the funniest person on the planet. There's no doubt about it. So, yeah, I go Sauce all day, every day.
He's absolutely one of the funniest people. He's one of the reasons I just became a diehard listening to the show, is he just cracks me up all the time. So, good choice there. I like that.
Did you guys podcast today already? Did you listen to it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yep. So, I've spit out my water when they were talking about the Sarah McLachlan song, and he goes, "That was me for 2.5 years."
Yes.
Spit out my water. I was like, who says that? Who is that, like, self-deprecating? I love it.
I had this mental image of Sauce in, like, one of those animal cages.
Oh, God. I was picturing him, like, the iHeartRadio elevators opening up, and there's just a rain cloud pouring down on Meat Sauce as he's walking into work.
Oh, and I love how he oscillates between, like, you know, the most self-deprecating person in the world, and then he's like, everything's wonderful, and he's a perfect 10, and all that. I love the extremes that Sauce has, because, like, especially, like, when you're following him on Twitter, and it's a Twins game, and the Twins go from being the worst franchise in the history of baseball to World Series champions in about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's no middle ground with Sauce. He's so hot and cold.
I love that.
At least you always know where you stand with him.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we got two matchups left. We've got none other than Corey Cove versus a up-and-coming young Zachary Halverson.
Ooh, this is actually really tough because I always said Corey has the best voice. Like, the best radio voice. I love it. Mm-hmm. I wish Corey would record books and so I could listen to them as I was going to sleep, because it would be so smoothing or soothing. But just last week, when Zach was in, when I was there on Wednesday, I was like, holy shit, this kid's voice is fantastic. He's got a great radio voice. No wonder he does all that hockey stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really tough because it's really coming down to the voice. They both have weird food hangups, so that's That's difficult. Let's see. Corey dresses like a 14-year-old stoner. and I got to go Corey, though.
All right.
Corey's kind of a smoke show, like a mysterious secret smoke show.
A little bit. All right. I can see that. And if you're into the neckbeard, especially. So.
Yeah. Well, that knee looks like Conchita.
Yeah. Look, that's a throwback. They haven't brought that up in a long time. I like that.
Yeah. The last matchup is none other than the, kind of a pseudo Larry David himself, Mark Rosen versus stupid ass Dov.
Oh, that's not even fair to Dov. I've never met Dov, so I can't really speak on him. I mean, he must be okay if he's a Lambert, because Laura Lambert's fantastic. Paul's great. But yeah, Rosie is very Larry David-esque, and Rosie and I have been friends for a few years, and I am so mean to him, and he just takes it. I love it. So yeah, I would definitely, gotta go with Rosie, and he works all the time too. So my soulmate is someone who's married to their job. So that's what I like for sure.
All right. Well, the bandana is dead. Long live Rosie.
Yeah. And who wants to be with someone who works out all the time? That sounds awful.
Yeah. That's terrible.
It's kind of hideous.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good selections. Great breakdowns. I think you really hit the points on those. And I think you picked, I think the only upset, quote unquote upset, was John Bonas over Jason Zucker. I think everybody else, that's who Dave and I had drafted. So you're kind of in line with our thinking on that. So
gotcha.
Good deal. All right. Well, one of the things we wanted to ask you about too, because we've got a new bit that we're going to debut tonight, and you can be a part of this, is do you like the dirty Monday Night Football bit that they play during football season?
Yes, I love it.
So we've got a new segment that we're debuting tonight, and it's simply called The Power Trip Out of Context.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing.
In context? Out of context? Who gives a shit? Here's the first installment of The Power Trip Out of Context on the Bets and Quotes podcast.
Where do you have to go mentally to get into that guy?
You just have to get yourself prepared mentally to show up and kind of get ready for that grind.
So intent on just ramming us.
I take AJ.
Yeah, I used to bang him on the floor of the Met Stadium.
Have you played with this guy, Hoggs?
I wish my wife would let me do it more often.
I was never going to do it.
I haven't done it, I don't think, in 15, 16, 17 years.
And you got hammered a lot.
And so, yes, I'm sure he was poked and prodded.
Pierce with a stick.
Gotta have a big guy every now and then.
I just moved.
I want to make sure I get it in.
I wonder how deep it goes, though.
Is that pretty deep?
No, give him the whole bag.
Ooh, almost had the hole.
Go, get in there, AJ.
Creams all over the place.
You need a little cream?
Where's the fudge?
I love it, because... Yeah, I mean, the beauty of these guys is how good they are at making things dirty and still not getting fined by the FCC.
Right.
And so it's great when it's taken out of context, because it just it makes it even better. So that's perfect. And I feel like there are a few state fair t-shirts somewhere in there.
Oh, absolutely. I think the "Ooh, get in there, AJ" would be the state fair t-shirt I would want.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I'd definitely wear that.
There's something too, like you said about Corey's voice too, that like whenever Corey has one of these out of context ones, it's even funnier to me, like the "where's the fudge," and because Corey has such good alliteration with everything he says that it just makes it that much better. So
my favorite ones are the AJ ones, because you know he's just an angel.
Oh, totally.
like when they do the when he goes, "I don't gag very easily." That's genius.
It's so perfect, because yeah, he literally is an angel, has never said anything filthy in his whole life, and then somehow says that on this show. Like, of course they're gonna run that into the ground.
Absolutely. Well, we are Glad you like that, because we will probably make that a recurring bit on this show, because seems like there's a lot of opportunities for that to occur. So I've already got a good part of segment number two put together already, because it was just kind of making me laugh. So
that's awesome. Yeah, that turned out great. I think the guys will love that too.
All right. Well, that's awesome. Well, hey, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it. Awesome breakdown of the Babe bracket for us. And we will pencil you in for hopefully you're never in the hospital ever again. But if you are and you're on those pain meds, give us a call.
I will, for sure. I'll be DMing you, asking you how to make a call on Skype, because I'll have no idea how to do it, because I'm an old person and barely know how to work an iPhone. So, but I definitely will. And thank you guys so much for having me. It was so fun talking to you.
Hey, Rubes. Would you like to prove that you listen to the Power Trip better than meat sauce? It's time for Stump the Rubes.
All right. Well, Dave, do you have a trivia question for us this evening?
I do. I'm back on top of my game here. I'm going to get Power Trip quote bets and quotes trivia going here again. And we will start with the question for this week. In 2016, the guys measured hand sizes as a bit during the NFL Combine. Who of the show regulars had the smallest hands?
All right. So if you know the answer to that question, like I know the answer to that question, email me at powertripbets@gmail.com and give me that answer, and you will be eligible to win a free drink the next time you see us. So we'll pick one random winner from the entries that we receive. Who had the smallest hands of the Power Trip regulars when they measured those? So yeah, that's a good one. It's a little bit obscure, but I think it's memorable for those that remember that bit. So
yeah, and it's kind of a tease too.
All right. Well, that will wrap it up for this week's show. Dave, you want to tell everybody where they can find you?
You can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes, and you can find me at Chris Hockey Show at Pebble Creek in Becker, Minnesota on Saturday, July 27th.
Fun. Yes.
I'm going to be just hanging out with Lisa and Al.
Lovely. That is a perfect evening, in my opinion. You can find me at PowerTripBets on Twitter. And you can also call me at 908-TOMMY53 if you have any hot takes, or if you just want to call in when you're drunk, or maybe you're in the hospital on some great pain meds. Give the number a call. Tell us what you think. So thanks for listening, and we will see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.